Right now, let's bring in Pat Pagano, the band that's going to bring us a cooler and eventually less cloudy day today. Right, Pat?
Yeah, that should be the case. Pretty wild night last night. How about you?
The thunderstorms didn't come through as heavy as I thought they would. We got a lot of rain, but not as much lightning and thunder.
Okay.
But they came through. They came through. I was half asleep, so I want to say probably about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, because they put out a tornado warning for Westchester and Rockland counties of New York last night, just prior to 10 o'clock. And I was under that warning, but thank goodness it went north of west of me. But I think it went towards Stony Point. So I'll have to check and see whether or not there was any kind of touchdown there.
We're into the summer season now, you know. Today and tomorrow are going to be a little less summery.
A little bit. But we have showers in the forecast today. Low 70s. The temperatures will fall slowly back to the 60s this afternoon. Tonight, 45 to 50 as the sky's clear. And it's going to be a big, big strawberry moon come Thursday. So you'll begin to see that. Sunny, pleasant, 80 Wednesday. Sunny, low 80s Thursday. Cloudy, maybe some showers on Friday, 70 to 75. Weekend, hazy and humid. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm each day over the weekend. And we'll be back in the 80s.
Now, do we know why it's called the strawberry moon?
I'm going to guess. I'm just going to guess. And I don't know. We can look it up. But I'm going to guess because they use the light of the moon to pick strawberries.
Well, here it is. The Old Farmer's Almanac has a number of places, including Native Americans, colonial Americans, and European sources. Each full moon name was applied to the entire month which it occurs, not just for the full moon. The June full moon is typically known because the spring or the first summer is traditionally called the strawberry moon. The Algonquin tribe were among the ones that the ripening of June-bearing strawberries. So, bingo, Pat Pagano was absolutely right.
Oh, really? Okay, I was guess.
Good guess.
Thank you very much.
The strawberry moon.
Yeah, and there is a tropical wave in the south central Atlantic. We're watching that. It's moving toward the Windward Islands. We'll see whether or not that develops. If it were to develop, it'll be given the name Danny. So we'll be watching that. Today I'm excited. Way back when I first got into weather many years ago, I started on TV. And I started on Long Island. And I met a bunch of people there that I will never forget. It was a new experience for almost everybody that was at that TV station. It was a brand new TV station. It was UHF. And we had a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it only lasted 2 years and went belly up. So that was the end of that. But I did continue to remain friends with a lot of people, one of which was a cameraman. And his name is Lenny. Always a very, very nice guy. Very good gentleman. Always, always, always nice. So we remained friends, but unfortunately, he moved out of Long Island after the station went belly up, and he went to Florida. And in, he was working for ABC for a long, long time. He's got many Emmys for his camera work. Good Morning America, many, many different specials, documentaries. And he moved to Florida, and he became a realtor. And it's been over 30 years. And he has driven up to see his relatives somewhere in Connecticut. Danbury is the latest one. That's where he is now. And he's going to be headed from Danbury to Gettysburg. And he emailed me and he said, Pat, going to stop by and see you if you don't mind. I said, I would love it. So late this morning, I'm going to get a visit from Lenny, who I haven't seen in over 30 years.
No, that's great. I received a phone call two nights ago, and I was sleeping, so I told the person to call me back. Phil Nero. Phil Nero was a salesman at my job when I started at WKNY. And I ended up rooming in a house with him and a bunch of other people called The Home. And he was just a terrific guy. Well, he's coming by on July 4th. Stop by. He's coming through the area, and we're going to spend July 4th and a portion. He goes back on the road on the 5th, so it'll be the first time I've seen him since 1970. I'll say 6.
Ooh. Wow, so yeah. Pretty close, like me.
Yeah. So it's going to be real nice to see him. He was a real creative guy, and. And it's nice. It's you know, Facebook enables you to see people and stay in contact with them, but there's nothing like that face-to-face contact, especially after so many years. So,
I agree. I totally agree. Totally agree. Yep. So so that's the biggest segment news from Pat.
You know, I watched the first in the series on CNN on First Ladies last night. It was on Michelle Obama, and it was great. It was great. It really was. The only problem that that they've done is they're releasing them piecemeal. They haven't done all of them yet. So there was Michelle Obama. The next is Jackie Kennedy, Nancy Reagan, Eleanor Roosevelt, Lady Bird Johnson, and Hillary Clinton. And they're going to have Barbara Bush and. And George Bush's wife, I forget her name. They'll have her and eventually one with President Trump's wife. So, but they're interesting. It's very interesting. They should have waited to release them though until they were all filmed, because now people are going to say, "Oh, look at that! They've selected people they like." So. That's the only problem with the way they're releasing it. But
yeah, well, you know as well as I do. Even if they waited and had all of them filmed, still the order in which they presented, people would talk anyhow.
Yeah. But anyway, so but it was good. So if you have and they've got right now already, you can stream Michelle Obama, Jackie Kennedy, Nancy Reagan, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Lady Bird Johnson and Hillary Clinton. I will tell you right now. The two most watched will probably be Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton, and then Jackie Kennedy. Nancy Reagan will be up there, too. But the people that will watch for Hillary Clinton are going to be haters.
Yeah, probably right.
Really? That's what's going to make her so popular. Well, anyways, I just thought I'd pass that along. So if you have a free hour or so and you want to watch something, you can find that and watch it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Pat, that's about it for today.
Well, yeah, that's it. Again, the rain's coming back, so take along the umbrella.
All right. We'll speak to you tomorrow, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.